Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. Newcastle's proposed new owners appear to have been handed a huge boost in their takeover bid, with the Premier League allegedly agreeing to their acquisition of the club. Amanda Staveley is at the head of the proposed £300 million takeover, with backing from Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund, which is fronted by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. There has been opposition to Newcastle's takeover. However, it appears the final hurdle has been successfully crossed, with Saudi state news channel Al Ekbariya claiming the Premier League has approved the takeover. A Twitter post from the news channel, which is owned by the government and run by the Ministry of Media, read, "The English Premier League gives the green light to complete the Saudi acquisition." Meanwhile, Marseille manager Andre Villas-Boas has reportedly rejected an offer to succeed Steve Bruce at Newcastle. The former Tottenham Hotspur boss is on the radar of the Magpies' prospective new owners as they look to make major changes to the squad. Villas-Boas was said to be one of their key targets, however, he is believed to have rejected the chance to return to the Premier League. And finally, Newcastle could let Matty Longstaff leave this summer as their takeover edges closer. Newcastle are expected to spend big in the summer window when the takeover eventually goes through. Numerous world-class stars from Felipe Coutinho to Gareth Bale have been linked with moves to St James's Park. Longstaff, meanwhile, is out of contract next month. The Premier League have confirmed that deals can be extended until the end of the season amid the coronavirus pandemic. With Newcastle, though, expecting to splash the cash, it remains to be seen whether Longstaff would get game time at St James's. And former Premier League ace Alan Hudson says Newcastle could let Longstaff walk away for free this summer, with new talent likely to arrive. That's all for now. We'll have more later.